to the context, the higher the performance of the team. Here's the thing about core values. There's a big misconception in core values. Core values, you know, like you've seen like these, like there's a list of things, you know? Okay, so I'll give you some recommendations. First of all, there's an amazing book called Good to Great. Have you read it? Oh, it's brilliant, right? So, Good to Great just looked at what the most successful companies on the planet had in common. And one of them was every single great performing team, rather than business, has a set of core values. Now, this is where the challenge in core values has come. I see a lot of businesses meaning well, but messing this up. Core values, you know, that you see that like they post it on their wall. Yep. And they're gonna announce it to all the clients. Core values can be client facing, but were originally designed to be team facing. They're not, it doesn't mean that they can't be seen by the clients, but core values are there so that the team knows within the rules how to operate. So core values are there to protect us from ourselves. To set boundaries like you would before you went onto the soccer field, wherever it is, these are the rules to play this game. So they're internal facing. This is the biggest breakthrough with core values that I got. So this is that they are an internal tool. That doesn't mean that external people can't see them, but they're an internal tool. Now that's gonna change the phrases. So these are not powerful phrases for core values. Okay, so let me give you the definition. Six to 10 statements, less is more. Trust me on this, for me, the hardest thing in the world was keeping our core values to 7. Oh, I just wanted like, I had 12 up there and no one remembers them. The less is more. If I could push you to have 6, no more than 7. I don't know why, 7. 7's is like as low as I can go. But 7, no more than 7. Don't do it. No one's going to remember them, promise. So don't do it. And the next thing is, so 6 to 10 statements. These are not powerful core values. In this team, we perform our duties with integrity. Integrity is a great concept, but what integrity for you is a completely different definition for me. And what do you mean by integrity? Like, does integrity mean that you stand up for the team? What do you mean by that? Or those type of words like that. What's another one like that?
Authentic.
Yeah, or authentic. Like what the hell's? What did you say?
Honor.
Honor. Authentic. Like authentic. Like what does that mean? Like honor. I do my duties. Honor. Like they are too broad. It doesn't sound sexy, but the more descriptive the core value, the more it'll hold the team accountable. The reason we have all this stuff, which sounds like quite, I don't know if you guys agree with me here, but like sometimes when you do this, it sounds like this team's got there's a lot of rules here. There's meetings and there's to-dos and there's this and that. So here's the thing. The tighter the context, the higher the performance of the team. So what we're trying to do here is the tighter the context, the higher the performance of the team. And as a male, I would say, I always joke, if I didn't have businesses make me a better people, make me a better person. I have to be a better person to hold that context of my businesses. Being married makes me a better person. Having a child makes me a better person. If I didn't have a wife or kids or like big business, like I'd probably lie on the couch and watch football all day with big bags of crisps, you know? I'd probably be overweight, you know what I mean? Because like, you got no accountability. It's the same with your teams. It's like the more accountable the team is, and everyone thinks from a core values perspective as the leader, guys, by the way, like we mess up too. We also break rules in the core value. The core value is there to protect us from ourselves. It's not like the leader pushing, like it's like, oh, this is how everything, like, that's not good. Core values are, we're trying to protect ourselves from ourselves. So what else can I say about core values? Okay, so these are statements that are powerful core values. Start with these two sentences. First of all, and I want to ask you guys this in a moment, how do I know when the team, when it's rocking in here? When the business is great, like when things are going well, how would I know? What's happening in the team?
Like what? Lots of energy.
Okay, cool. So we have great energy. We have high energy. It's a great one. What did you say?
They're having fun.
Yeah, so rule number nine. Rule number nine is one of our core values. Yeah. I don't take myself too damn seriously in my business. BJ Palmer's rule number nine. We have rule number nine. Like, most people don't even know what it is. And then that's a teaching environment. They're like, what's rule number nine? CA comes and like, I teach in BJ Palmer. I don't take myself too damn seriously. What else? Like, for me, I know it sounds lame, but like when we had, like when we were hugging and high-fiving, when I'm on shift, it was just, I just knew things were going well, you know? When we're communicating, I'll give you a couple that are, I don't want to push my core values onto you, but I'm going to say I've worked with tons of teams and there's a few weak points in all teams. So that's where you start. You're like, if you have to think, what else is going well here, you know? And you can have a few fluffy things in there, like when you know, how would I tell that this like is going well? It might be simple, something as simple as, you know, when I know we're rocking, when I walk in here and everyone's here early and we've cleaned up and the place is spotless, I just feel like we're on fire, you know? That might be for you. The other sentence you ask, okay, so if you don't have a team already, you can just come up with core values as a leader. If you do have a team, you need your team to contribute. So the next question, which is so powerful, is what really, really pisses you off? Mm-hmm. What pisses you off in the team? That's not happening. So for me, when I think of that question, I am a weirdo when it comes to being on time. I'm irrational about it. I shouldn't lose sleep over it. I do. Like, it's like even me being late creates an irrational response in me. But here's what I say in the first sentences of this whole day is that where we are able to be, to tell, we're all weird in our own way. The quicker you can let the people around you know your weirdness and quirkiness, the context of that sets up a really good long-term relationship, you know? So I'll teach your interview process now. I'll be like, okay, core value number whatever. So our core value is I'm always early, prepared, and present. Okay? Now, okay, so why have I got the word early in there? Because if I had the word on time on there, your on time is different from my on time.
That's
true. So on time is like, well, if the meeting's at 9, if I come at 9, I'm on time. But so, and then why I put the word prepared in there, like, if you come at 9, but you haven't got your cup of coffee, and you still got to go to the toilet, and you still got to do the thing, and you still got to do, you were there, but you weren't prepared, and you're not present. So for me, like, the word early is like, as long as you come, even seconds before that clock goes to 9, I'm good. So early, prepared, and present. It kind of wraps it all up, you know? So that's like, you were there, but you weren't prepared, and you weren't present, because you still had to go get your cup of coffee, and you still had to go do your thing, and you still think, like, no, like, you do that in your own time. You know, you're eating into the team's time here. And probably the best leadership book I've ever read from a team perspective is a book by the name of Tribal Leadership. Has anyone read it? No. Tribal Leadership. Insanely amazing. It's like two authors. So I never remember, but it's like two or three authors, but it's very famous. I'll talk about it in a moment. But he said, like, when there's perpetually lateness in a team, there's a way deeper issue. You know, way deeper issue. Anyway, so those are core values. Other statements. Okay, so what does piss you off in the team? So who can tell me some stuff? What, like, and it might not be irrational almost. You know, it's just so that the team knows your irrationalness or your quirkiness as quickly as possible, because at the end of the day, the business is a reflection of you in some way, shape, or form. And then other people in the team might say stuff like, you know, whatever. So what pisses you off when it does or when it doesn't happen in the team? What?
Lack of eye contact when I come up to the front desk.
Love it. Love it. That's such a, like, that is like a, you know, in this team, we always maintain great eye contact, great energy. Because it pisses me. I know what you mean. You know, like, you know, like when you're doing your sub goal, your huddles before the shift, off shift, this drives me nuts. If my CA doesn't have a book with them and they're not taking notes, it just drives me nuts. Because like, there's no way you're gonna remember everything that I said. You know, like, no, got it. No, you don't got it. Like, I can. The weakest ink is stronger than the strongest memory. the weakest ink is stronger than the strongest memory. So what else? What pisses you off, Josiah?
Drama.
Cool. So I've had that come up before. So it's like the core value could be something like, when we come to work, where possible, because not always possible, because we do have personal lives, all of us, but we leave our dramas at the door. So we had one, at one point we had one, that we leave our shit at the door. So we can be present and serve. So we leave our shit at the door. How about this? How many of you guys love it when you walk in, how you greet each other in the morning? How many of you guys love it when you walk in the morning, you go, hey guys, how's it going? And someone goes, oh, fuck, awful. I'm just feeling tired. And you just wanna like, your spirit is like, I'm here to take on the world and like thing. And then you walk in and it's like, oh. Oh, you know, it's like, that's like, comes like I get it. And sometimes you need to chat about it and like life happens. I used to be very hard with stuff like that. And I think I actually read an article once saying having a daughter makes you a better boss. Because like Emma's like, I've had to learn, Emma's so she's so sensitive, and like her doll, whether it's got a blue freaking onesie on or it's like a big thing, and you gotta be so patient, and like, you know. So I used to be hard at things like that, you know, but I've softened a bit. But but that's something like that you would have once in your core values if that is so important to you. What else? What about something simple like not cleaning up after yourself? So like we have multi-doc practice, so like all the face paper, like some docs, like it's like, and then what happens is the CAs like feel like they're I'm here to make things cool, but then we talk about it. But here's the beauty. The beauty of this whole thing is actually the discussion that happens around coming up with your core values. Because you'll find out so much about each other. Because it'll be like, I didn't know that irritated you. I'm like, yeah, fucking hell. Like, I hate it when you're late. Like, I'm weird. Like, I have sweats. Like, I'm a weirdo. Like, I mean, like, anyone that's, you can work with me for seconds and you'll know that. I mean, Rachel, I was here, like, stupidly early this morning.
Yeah.
But you know, that, like 802 is completely acceptable. But like, I'm a weirdo. It's not like, you know, it's not like Jess, like my team's here. Jess will tell you. It's like.
I was banking on him getting here at 8:15 to me. He was like, I'll be here from 8:15 to 6. I have time for breakfast. And at 8:15 he was like, I'll be here in 5 minutes. I was like, what?
There's certain environments where I hate being, so if I'm speaking to big audience, so like when I've got big conferences, like if I've got 1,000 people in the room, I want to walk in 5 minutes before I go on stage. 5 minutes. But then I know there's a big team. So this is a difference, a very small team. First time I've worked with Rachel. Jess only joined my team last week, so I knew I had to be here just because of my weirdness, you know. So anyway, like the quicker you can let them know, does that make sense? So what pisses you off? What's not happening in the team? Everyone misses it out. It's not just the fluffy, yes, we should have integrity and we should have great energy and whatever. So let me go some examples. So here's another one. So here's a great core value. You guys have basically touched on the, there's four key ones. One of them is either a variation of, I take 100% responsibility, or no blame, justification, or denial. Like, hard, you know, like, because we all want to blame, like, I mean, like, the human nature is, it wasn't me. Human nature is like, oh, it wasn't me, it was somebody else, it wasn't my fault. But like, I'm just gonna give you some ones that I feel, I've worked with lots of teams, I've built multi-million pound companies, and then rebuilt multi-million pound companies in different industries, and these are the things that I've seen common. One is something on timeliness, something about time. I think it's unfair to expect people on time if you haven't, like, what I mean by that is if you haven't voiced it, you haven't told them your definition of on time, mm-hmm. whatever, then it's unfair to expect them. How are they supposed to smell like that? You actually, like, you know, for you, 9:02 is late, where for most people it's completely acceptable. And in different environments, different teams, and different leaders might be like, 9:02 is cool. Like, we're good. As long as we start within 5 minutes what we said, we're good. Different like that, you know? So, okay, one on timeliness. Another one is what you mentioned, Matt. Something on response, take 100% responsibility. Something, and that means me too. As I said, everything's my fault. There was four that I had. I always like something of played 100%. So one of our core values is played 100%. We have in our DCPG team, we have something that says we're all in. We're all in. That's always part. Oh, and the fourth one is every team I've ever worked with in the history of mankind, and I truly believe every single team, doesn't matter how good we get at it, we still can't get it. It's like this elusive thing that we'll never get, and that's communicating effectively in the team.
Yeah. Like, my thing that pisses me off is when I have to tell, like, we've already talked about this, why am I worrying, asking me about it, or what? Like, we literally just talked about this.
Cool. So you might need, for your, you know what, your core value is like, actually a little bit more of like, you need 360. You need 360 like acknowledgement.
Yeah.
So then that, if like, so I've designed so many core values. So then you see how specific I am about the core value though. So the core value then becomes, you must always think about, how do I finish a sentence? We always communicate and acknowledge that we understood. That's your core value.
Yeah.
You were like, yep, we always communicate. So we have something in HALSA called over-communication. Mm-hmm. So they're like, oh, but I sent you the email. But like, yes, I know that. I sent the email to the clients. But did you over-communicate? Did you send the Facebook private message? Did you send the text? And did you send the email? Because casualness leads to casualty.
Yep.
And we busy lives. How many emails do we get a day? Like, did you send a text, and did you send a thing, and did you think so? Over-communication. So we have one, our key thing is, did you over-communicate? It's like, oh, I sent you the, I tried to call you, but like, yeah, but like, that's not over-communicating. And then we actually, at one point it was even, we try communicate, T-R-I. So at least three types of communication qualifies as communication. An email, a text, and a telephone call, T-R-I. So anyway, so let's go through those four again. So I said something on timeliness, something on accountability. For me, something on like played 100%, all in. Even at job interviews now, I don't even say often that's a 9 to 5. I say it's a start to finish. You know, it's a start to finish. One of the things that, and then the last one was, what did I say? Last one?
Communication.
Yeah. Those four and variations of those four will hold the team tight. Here's something that you're all going to battle with, the business owners. This is a challenging statement I'm going to say to you now, that I love, but at the same time it's hard to, raises the standards of the team. Never expect less of your team than you expect of yourself. Yeah. So you guys are all here on a Saturday, freaking working. But often when I ask team members, they're like, I could never tell my team to come on a Saturday. Like, why? You do it. Like, why would you expect less of your team than you expect yourself? Don't think less of them almost. Like, don't know, like, no, don't expect, like, you know what I mean? Like, and they're like, oh, but like, you know, no, never expect less of your team. Now, that's a really tough statement, because then you've got, it's hard that, but I will tell you from a virtue of raising the standards of the whole team, we want to be around the people that are all in.